This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Welcome to On the Clock and the Guardian Radio AM mashup with Cecil Newry on our Wednesday regular routine. It's going to be a little different this morning. We're going to start off today's segment with members of the Towing and Salvage Association of the Bahamas. And then we're going to get into some local news after we're done with that segment. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
It's always good to be on your show right now, Aaron. And I didn't know the towing people, the people who's moved my car when I downtown, has an association. So I'm actually interested in that to see where this interview is going, because they ain't really my friend.
But listen, they are our friends.
We ever get towed on Bay Street?
Listen, I was driving to work this morning and then realized that the traffic was too thick for just a regular first day back after a public holiday at 9:20 in the morning, right? So I say, you know what? Let me do the smart thing and detour off of Shirley Street. Mm. Go to Bay Street and go back east and then go south. Okay. Make it to the Guardian. Well, why did I do that? Let me tell you something. The Towing Association was going to fire me this morning because I was calling them to tow every single car out of Rawson Square this morning.
What is happening?
Every red plate, every black and white plate, every white and black plate. What color plate the most specialist judge in the Bahamas have? White and red? They taxi people. They even more important than the judges, apparently. I was going to call you all not the court diplomats. Oh, no, you can't tow diplomats. Their towing association, do not tow the diplomat them car. Mm. You just let that by. Mm. Take a picture and call your Grammy and say, Grammy, pray for everybody. I almost call them because, in case you all are not aware, today is the day, is the judicial opening.
Opening of the legal year.
And due to the separation of powers, they don't do their things when the rest of the government doing their things, right? Mm-hmm. It's the clearest indicator that me and you know each other, but we ain't friends. Mm-hmm. I like that, right? They say, look here, we can't go too far together. We got to do our things separate. So I appreciate that. What I don't appreciate is y'all didn't send me a notice. And the reason why I'm upset, because they have like 10 meets when they do things. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something worthy of
you. You want to show up there?
I would be there. Mm-hmm. I'd walk. I wouldn't even bring my car to get towed. I'd walk. So if you are traversing through town this morning, be prepared for a delay. Be prepared to detour. In fact, I say once you hit Collins Avenue, detour. Not because people don't stop at the stop sign right there, but because that's probably the quickest way to get where you go in. Okay. So please be aware, today is the judicial opening. People them in town, they in their red frocks with their lace wigs.
Three big speeches today.
From them,
Yeah, from them. Three big speeches. There is the Chief Justice got his speech, the Attorney General his speech, then the leader, the President of the Bar Council Association thing. Mm-hmm. So that's big speeches.
Yeah, I hope they're saying something.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to say this. The Honorable Maurice Tynes, I think he could have that honor.
Yes.
The Honorable Maurice Tynes has a very interesting, I think, excellent letter.
You talking about Junkanoo again?
No, he's talking...
I know people was vexed when he wrote about Junkanoo.
I'm vexed too, but I still think it's a good letter. Mm-hmm. I'm vexed, but it's a good letter. It's the connection between traffic violations and crime. Right? I think the Honorable Maurice Tynes is on to something.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I mean, he's making absolute sense. Except for one thing. It starts. There can be no doubt that part of the reason for the high incidence of criminal behavior in the Bahamian society is an undisciplined citizenry.
I believe that.
This is especially so in New Providence and particularly among its youth. That's where I stick the pin right there.
Okay.
That's where I stick the pin right there. Dear sir, when you say among its youth, just tell me you mean people younger than you. Because I want to be clear that it's your peers and their nearest descendants that are out here acting like they pay so much money in mortgage and light bill in their life, they don't care about stop sign and red light. In fact, I want to ask you, who you think been modeling this behavior to young Bahamians? Who you think been signaling to them that they could do what they want as long as they could get away with it? Who has been signaling to them that these light things, these light vibes, running a red light or a stop sign, parking on a sidewalk, pedestrian crossing. And see, there's an intersection, right? Because we're at the point now where big grown adults, see, I ain't talking about Bobo and your boy, you know, who's clean fish and teeth coconut. I ain't talking about them.
Togi?
No, that's stew fish.
But you said Bobo.
I know.
The Bobo go Togi.
But Bobo is like Rasta, who we just disregard and disrespect because we think we could treat all Rasta like...
It's a different Bobo.
Yeah, it's a different Bobo.
Okay.
You know, I talk about the people who is go to fancy parking lots and park in disabled spots. And then when the security officers are doing their job, call a tow company, this big fuss.
Yeah.
In fact, the people them trying to get people fired for doing their job. That's the type of... See, Bobo and your boy, they know they doing something wrong. And 9 times out of 10, when I walk up on Bobo and your boy, you know what they say? Hey, mom, we moving right now. That's what they say, mom. Or, you know, if I a little hard, they say, yeah, mom, we going. Right? That's I mean, worry about them. We worry about the people who know what they ought to do and don't do it.
The decent people?
I mean, that's what they say. That's what they say. But I just saying, the letter is excellent. The Honorable Maurice Tynes is on point. I just want him to remember that when he say youth, that doesn't necessarily define the group of people directly below him, even though they younger than him. All of us got to do something better on this road. In fact, the power on Carmichael apparently was off. I don't know how far... I don't know how far down it gone. You know why the power was off on Carmichael this morning?
Why was the power off on Carmichael this
Six
morning?
6 to 8 car crash.
Yep.
Wow.
Car crash.
Had a whole Lambo stand in the front of Super Bowl.
You see what I'm saying? So... The Honorable Maurice Tynes, he ain't half wrong. But he ain't all right. I mean, he all right with me. That's my cousin. He's Han Hasty Tynes.
Yeah, he is a cousin.
Yeah, he all right with us.
Yeah.
But just that point, it's not just the young people who are acting this way. And it's not just the young people who are responsible for this behavior. We are all modeling the behavior that tells other citizens you could do whatever you want. And we ain't for that no more. Let me introduce our guest.
Yes, let's
get into the conversation because I made the link.
Two grown men inside here who's took people car for no reason. We'll start off with them. Who your guests are today?
Gentlemen, please. Now you have to talk right into the mic like this. You got to sit up and pull it right close to you. And please introduce yourselves.
Devon Smith, I'm the chairman of the Bahamas
Towing and Salvage
Association.
Yeah. Sir.
My name is D'Amico Williams. I am the vice president of the Bahamas Towing and Salvage Association.
Nice to meet you. Now, Mr. Junior, these are my friends. Because when I go to the party When I go to the party and I break down, I can need them to tow me home and possibly salvage my life.
Indeed.
But Aaron, the gentleman looked familiar, like he's been on Bay Street. It's the tow man from Bay Street. I recognize him.
Have no fear, you know. We are your friends.
Your friends.
Just like the police would say, we are your friends.
Okay.
Yeah, are your friends. We're here to help, not to hurt.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. But go ahead with your interview. I'm listening, Aaron.
Absolutely. So, gentlemen, recently the association made an announcement.
Indeed.
That you have gone up on your rates for 2023.
Yes.
And so I thought, let me have you guys in because I could imagine you need to go up on your rates if the licensing fees have gone up.
Yes.
Right?
Definitely.
The dump trucks and large truck operators are indicating they want a fee increase.
Yes.
The bus drivers want a fee increase.
Yes.
Then they drive car too. So I imagine they need an increase.
What had happened is, if you would look at the global increase on every single thing, there's an increase as it raised Every mm-hmm. year, as you come up, there's an increase.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as gas. You remember, Aaron, when it was $2.50, you could get five, you could get 2 gallons for $5?
I remember. I try.
Now we at, what, over $5?
A gallon, easy, and I don't think it ever could drop down below $5.
Simple as one tow truck.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of hydraulic lines. Mm-hmm. It has a hydraulic fluid, oil, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
Tires, a used tire for a tow truck is 120 and up.
And you shouldn't, and tow trucks shouldn't be putting used tires on their vehicles.
Thank you. So a brand new one starts mm-hmm. at $250. Ooh. Brand new
yeah.
tire, one. And we some of them carry six, some mm-hmm. carry more than that.
Eight, yeah.
So that's, we have been trying to keep it down for a period of time, but the cost and everything else rising would have definitely took us over.
Yeah.
So we had to increase it. Mind you, some things was always in place. Some things were always in place because if you were told at a certain time, you say, okay, we'll charge you 80, mm-hmm. 90, whatever's the case. But we wanted to sensitize the public to say, listen,
mm-hmm.
this is what is happening. Please, we ain't asking for no, don't come. Hey, I only got $50, I only got $60. That ain't gonna work.
That will never happen.
That ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
You understand? Because there is some things that need to change.
Now, Ms. Nuri, I feel you, because I have a question here, right? What happens, like, if I just don't have it? What happens if the police say, hey, miss, you move this car, and I don't have the money to get it towed? Is there an option available?
There is.
Now, because, hold on, Cecil. First things first, like, there's insurance. I want these by them to be insured. And I want them to be insured with the best insurers. Right? Not just regular insurers, right?
Indeed.
So I appreciate, of course, there's a minimum wage. I'm sure that's impacting the decision to increase. And then there's a consideration, the new CDL license requirements, I'm sure has impacted the industry. But are there ways that tow drivers, tow and salvage operators can reduce costs collectively? So the first question is, are all tow service providers required to be members of the association?
Well, presently, at this particular point in time, we've been trying to get all of the tow truck drivers in Nassau, even in the entire Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
on board as members of the association.
Mm-hmm.
Because whether you are a member or not, what's going to happen is you're going to benefit from the raise in prices and so on. So they're still presently in the process of dealing with that. However, in the very near future, all of the association's trucks will have the association's label on it. And for those persons that do not have the label on it, are not a part of the association, well, it's up to the public at large to use you at their own risk.
Right.
Without, you know.
Aaron, and I want to engage the two gentlemen in a more serious talk, right? Mm-hmm. History-wise, how long has the association been in existence? I want to start from there. Then a general number of how many trucks, individual trucks, are a part of your association.
Well,
so I can just get some understanding of what I'm dealing with. And right. then the third question is, mm-hmm. how long have you been there? How many persons are inside your association? Is there a regulatory board? Who governs you in terms of how you perform your job? I think that's
the okay, question. Well, we have been, our elections was in 2000, and let me start it from the beginning. We wanted some change. When we tried, it's like a mosquito hitting at an elephant. It's not going to happen. We wanted some change. When we decided that, hey, listen, we want this change, Inspector Harry Moore of Williams, he said, listen, the only way you can have a change is if you come together. Because there's one person going against the government or one person going against anything, you need to come together in an association.
Mm-hmm.
We started that. In 2016, we had our elections. Right? The elections was fruitful to the board himself. It took us some time, but we finally got the the association certificate in 2021.
Okay.
Right? November 2021. We've been legally from November 2021. And we've been here from then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as into how many trucks in the association, mm-hmm. we would have over 45, I think, 45. Over 45. And necessarily, we have some of our people in the islands that they're mm-hmm. joining. They're on us.
All
they're
right.
with us. But as in the Bahamas, in Nassau right now, we have about over 45.
Mm-hmm.
Who govern us? We, the board itself, govern the towing.
All right.
We govern towing. We say what's going to happen, what's not going to happen. We try to push the people to actually be lenient with other people. And we try to say, listen, we understand that the people are there, have lives and everything else going on. Try to be lenient. So we govern and we try to tell people. It's a simple thing. You can't kill someone.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Absolutely. So now that you've formed your formal association, formed in 2021, have you been negotiating with the government for concessions for the industry, right? Because like I with Cecil and I with y'all, we need to save money and y'all need to save money. And this would be a benefit to members of the association, which is why it's so important to have one, get everybody on board, running at the same standard. Have you even attempted to form a co-op, a cooperative, to bring in things like hydraulic oil and tires in particular?
Well, our secretary, mm-hmm. who was not here at the time, that is his number one thing. He loved that. He want to be more in the area of if we can reach out to the people such as AID or Albrecht or things like that, so that we could actually have a little discount to actually save us.
Yeah.
That is one of his main thing. So we want to say yes and this and that. But we are reaching out, we want the government actually to be, say, able to say, give us some concessions on these things.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to bring in tires. Actually, we want to have our own towing school, our own towing this and that, to yeah. actually teach and try to show the younger people who are coming up about the things that what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it would be great to have a space if an employer has been made aware that one of the drivers is substandard or needs improvement. He may not necessarily want to fire him right away. He may suspend him from driving the truck and direct him to the association's training programs. Mm-hmm. But look here, in fact, my insurance agent is not going to let me let you back in this truck until you go and complete that course and I get a certificate signed for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to understand the association, and I see where we're going. I can applaud you for the efforts. Just as a matter of interest, how does one become a tow truck driver? Start from zero. I bought a truck. Now I want to be a tow truck driver. Okay. And then how do I join the association after that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, let me acknowledge our president, Mr. Chris Hall, is in the room.
Now you have to speak directly into the mic, sir.
Good morning. I just want to thank you guys for having me on your show this morning. My name is Chris Hall, president of the Towing and Salvage Association.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and what we're doing today is we're showing people, like, look, this is an important function in your society. You got to know who they are. You have to understand why they are agitating, advocating the way they are.
And we're not monsters. People think we're monsters.
No,
we're
no.
We're not monsters. We're just people like people.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand?
Okay, the question you asked, we are presently in the process, and this is something we know we're going to have to fast track, because any Tom, Harry, and Joe can just go and buy a tow truck at this time and get a license. Take, for instance, the little small fellas with the short fellas, they decide they want to bring in 50 tow trucks and want to drop the rates.
Right, so there's no actual legislation governing the rates. No. Y'all set an upper limit, like taxi drivers set an upper limit.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, I got you.
Here it is now. The towing school,
mm-hmm.
which certifies you, you would have to know. And this is coming for all mm-hmm. members of our
industry.
Our
yeah.
industry, especially members of the association. Before you say it, as well as being able to hook up a car, flip over a car, pull vehicles out of water,
recover a car,
yeah.
recover a car.
Mm-hmm.
All of this part of what our school,
yeah.
our academy would be about. Because unless you're certified to do so
mm-hmm.
by the school, you buying a tow truck is going to be useless.
Yeah. Or worse than useless, hazardous.
Yeah. No, you would be scrapping.
Yeah.
Put it like that. Describe it.
All right.
So we're going to try to close out the industry mm-hmm. so that it is for the Bahamian public at large, but it's going to be more organized
mm-hmm.
and more respected.
Well, I mean, let's go straight to that question, Cecil. Do you think that the tow and salvage industry should be restricted to Bahamians only? Both owners and employees?
Well, that question is a powerful question, but
let me take the one for me, Mr. Mm-hmm. President. That's a very troublesome question here. However, I think our governments,
mm-hmm.
all of them, have screwed that up beyond.
It's too late now.
It's yeah. pretty much too late because our community is very mixed.
Okay.
From...
See, I very discriminatory in this matter. And it's not about migrants. It's about the standard of drivers. This is a job for your most sensible, level-headed citizens. This ain't no play, oh, I wasn't paying attention in school and I need a job. This is the opposite of that.
Okay, let me put this on the table.
Yeah, yeah.
There's one test in this world that you have to pass that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's a driver's license test. If not, you're not supposed to be able to get a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
Your test has to be 100, both on paper as well as on...
Practical.
Okay, practical.
Yeah.
So, an illiterate person should not be able to access a driver's license.
Right.
How
if you can't write, read and write, yeah?
Which draws back to someone parking in an area where they shouldn't and getting towed.
Mm-hmm.
And then blame the tow truck driver.
And then blame the tow truck driver.
Then, like Mr. Cecil would have blamed someone for towing his car.
Listen, producer, I'm going to read some text, but let's go to the call. I'm going to read some text and then we're going to take a break. You can play that song for me. Good morning, caller. I know I've had you waiting.
Accordingly, this is Dr. Innovation along with you and your panel, Aaron.
Good morning, Bremen.
I didn't really call for this topic, but...
But do me a favor. I got another hour and a half left with Cecil. Call back because it can get even more spicy.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It can get even more spicy. Let's go through these texts. Aaron, you ever been to the airport and see the police telling everyone 1 minute to offload? Or if the people ain't outside, you got a circle, and when you move, you see two red plates park up and no one in them? Yes, sir. I ain't never seen the red plates park up. I just recently had a police officer tell me, miss, cycle, right? Because my person wasn't there. I feel them. There's so many cars coming in there. The movement of people is really important. Now, them red plates, I just assume they wake in. Every time I see them, I just assume they wake in.
On the weekend, they working?
I mean, if you are hard working civil servant, possibly on the weekend. But I appreciate what you're saying.
On a holiday, they working?
I appreciate what you're saying. So a quick question. Do you require a police officer or a business owner, property owner, to initiate a tow? Like, if you driving through the airport, you see the red plate, and the window's down, it's a weekend, ain't nobody in the car, can you just hook that up and tow that?
That's my area of expertise.
See, you go pinpoint, see, sir, the point you wrote again.
He knew the job was risky when he took it. Okay. If you're towing off of the street,
yeah,
a police officer is required.
Okay.
if you wanted to have someone towed from your yard, your private property, you can do that.
Actually, you can call the police, and the police will tell you from private property, you're going to call a tow truck.
Okay.
There are some areas that, in any instance, I would say personally, because being downtown, even if I'm towing from private property, I let the police know.
Make them aware.
Definitely like the nearest station aware, because it saves a lot of back and forth with persons reporting their car stolen, etc.
Right.
So no matter what it is, the police should be involved in your tow, even if it's private property.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're involved in the police. Definitely.
And make a call, make a log, and then it's contact
simple,
the police.
It's simple, because, you know, you can call control room. That is a simple 911 call. Or 9-1-9-1-9.
Yeah.
Or if you don't get them at that 322-2222, you know, something of that nature.
Yeah.
But you it's just simple. You could just call them and you could actually make that all. We try to push for all tow truck drivers.
All right, they get checks.
See, you need to be straightforward with this thing.
All right, I got a text here. I'm just clarify this. Text says, did he say tow truck drivers have no one to answer to? Is it a joke? No, texter. What he said was that they cannot tow from public space, sidewalks, pedestrian crosses, without the police, without authorization. Yes. They require authorization. And from private property, they require a request from the property owner. And most property owners will probably call the police and then be directed to a tow truck.
I'm not sure if she was meaning that. I think she was meaning when I said...
The which body regulates them?
Yes, which body regulates.
So
we not like I said, we don't have a top head on top of us.
Right.
We are an association.
Right. And so
we control, the board controls
what y'all do.
What we do. Yes.
And you would liaise with the Ministry of Transport and Housing.
Yes.
And possibly Ministry of National Security.
And we liaise with the police.
Right.
The police, like I said, the police, they are friends. Before, when we got this certificate, we went in and we had a big conversation.
With
controller.
Yeah.
We had that.
Absolutely. Another texter here is... let me read the text. No problem with concessions, but what we want to give you guys over until is a free drug test, because some of the record drivers carry on like madman. Now, watch this. I see this just like sort of like the CDL. It in and of itself is not a problem. Tow truck drivers should take regular drug tests for your insurance to protect yourself, to protect your industry, to protect your co-workers, right? I could get that. It means a level of discipline that if you want to go do something, you can go take a vacation or furlough or sabbatical. How do industry drivers and operators feel about that?
Well, moving forward and getting our organization more regularized and things more in order, that is one of the topics on the agenda. All of these things are going to come in place as we have things process and things move forward. I'm sure many of those will have a problem with it, but at the end of the day, like we were saying earlier, with the CDL, and is there a process that someone should go through if they want to just drive a tow truck?
Yeah.
All of this would be a part of the process with the drug tests, the training school, the insurance, all that will fall in place.
Absolutely.
You understand? Because right now in the times and that we're living in,
right.
And so these things is necessary.
Right. It's not coming from the perspective of, look at them on the road, there's madmen. It's coming from the perspective of, we're creating a world-class industry.
A two-part question again. I want to know, has the rate gone up already? Like, is that happening now? And
yes,
and concluding that the association itself determined that the rate isn't impacted. Okay, it's due on Monday, on January 1st, and it starts. That's the association who determined that. And what happens if my car is damaged when you're towing my car? I want to know that process too.
Okay, in that process, each and every tow truck should have coverage with insurance. And if there's damages done in the process of transporting or towing someone's vehicle, the owner, the driver of that tow truck,
mm-hmm.
or the owner of that tow truck should take responsibility, because the truck should have insurance coverage. For instance, sometime you might run into a small little issue with a little damage, and it's like pocket change.
Mm-hmm.
Or just a good body man or just not.
You should take responsibility of that damage.
Absolutely.
You understand me? Which is no more than fair.
So text here, it says, sorry, I'm not getting through on the phone. Is the association governing standards tow trucks not appropriately securing vehicles to their truck? And are they authorized to drag a vehicle from its spot in order to connect for towing? Which we're sort of getting at, right? What should I do? Should I, like, I was drinking, I hit the wall, the car bounced. What I can do is I can take pictures of the vehicle before you tow it. So I could say, look, you see how you scratched that there, right? You scratched the side rear view mirror. I can need you to fix that.
And the whole car mashup.
Yeah, and the whole car mashup. But I should, if I'm concerned, I should take pictures of the vehicle before it's towed,
no,
right?
No.
I know where that person is going.
Uh-huh.
Because they have seen cars being dragged out of their spaces. There are tools that we can use called GoJacks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the GoJacks go underneath your wheels, the jack, and we slide your car out.
So Bayman, it breaks off, right. It's in park.
Right. Bayman people don't like law and order, especially in parking.
Uh-huh.
Because if the police is there, your car needs to be removed.
Uh-huh.
Mind you, we can't access the vehicle because we are trained, we have the tools to open the vehicle and shift your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So persons made it an issue. They don't want nobody getting in their car, et cetera.
And to the point of where some people were actually giving false advocations saying, oh, I had 5,000 in my car, I had 10,000 in my car, under the seat, this and that, in the armrest.
Yeah.
Come on.
So
what you doing with that kind of money in your...
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the powers that be have decided, don't open the car, but the car need to move. They ain't leaving there until it's moved. So,
you got to get it out.
You don't have a good job. You slide it out. Sliding a vehicle out doesn't necessarily damage it. Someone have to do a real rough job at sliding a vehicle out, because it's a lot of skill to pull a vehicle out of the space and line it up.
Mm-hmm.
So a truck could get ahead and tow it. As long as Bayman people choose to realize, if you park your car the wrong place, it will be removed. You can put the emergency brakes on. Some of us are skilled enough to go underneath it and release it. It's not, you could cut your wheel hard to the left, hard to the right, it doesn't matter.
Still will get to it.
It's gonna be towed. As simple as, go back, refresh yourself with your parking laws. Do not park on the sidewalk. Do not park in the corners. Do not block pedestrian crossings,
mm-hmm.
and don't block the road. And you should be pretty good. Pay $3 to go in a parking lot rather than paying $100.
Yes. Right, and so like I say, and so we speak to, it speaks to the importance of your function. Urban planning should be constantly consulting the tow association, because we need to know if this building is put here, how many spots do they need in a parking lot to accommodate this business, exactly. This area. Absolutely. But Mr. Newry, you got some, I mean, you always have great questions. These are some great questions. I almost wasn't mad at you because you was mad at them. We need you to ask them more questions.
I still see $100.
He's still traumatized from the...
From that situation.
It was only $70
back then. He got
so imagine now.
He is remembering that's probably part of his island.
Perhaps you know me.
The music is starting. I got a text here that says, no one says anything about judges. They don't work on weekends and holidays. Their text to you, Mr. Beginning of my show. The tow association almost walk out to protect themselves. I was ready to tow every single judge car this morning. I ready to tow them right now. Because I appreciate the separation of powers. Me and them, we don't have to be friends. I could be mad at them.
I ain't touching that one.
Yeah, no. And don't touch their car either.
That's what I mean.
Don't touch that. Yes, sir.
Nobody touch red plates. black plates.
Blue plates. Or white plates.
Black writing.
Or the blue page with the white writing, the ones that say CD.
I wipe down.
Yeah.
With the police. Every day. If a red plate there,
don't touch that.
You ain't get to.
My dear politicians, judges, civil servants, please, please, in your daily journeys, when you're doing all this hard work to keep the country running, remember us poor, simple people that just get towed if we park in the wrong place, okay?
Be on.
Yeah.
You want to know the reason why it wouldn't get towed?
Yeah.
And I've had this several times. Because whoever that minister,
P.S.,
when they call the police station,
yeah,
the police station calling the towing company. And I've had this happen to me, yes, last December.
Mm-hmm.
November. And the fella could afford to pay me because he is
well paid.
Well paid.
Well endowed.
Yeah.
But he won the car back free. And I'm like, why should he get the car back free? But he could afford to pay me. He parked it there. It isn't even a government car. It's a personal car.
Man, listen, y'all are so correct. I mean, you haven't said anything wrong, but the spirit of Marguerite Pinlin raised up in me just now. Well, you could tow my car and I must pay you. Sir, you didn't see me take Cecil Wallace Whitfield down to South Andrews to get nominated just in case my husband couldn't get nominated, eh? I bet you they tow my car, too. You know the boat is take long to come back. Anyway, gentlemen, we got to go to a break.
Indeed.
This has been informative. These are the things that we need to know because we can't run without a towing industry. The place just can't work. You guys stay tuned. We're going to a break. When we come back from the break, I'm going to try to squeeze some more questions in before we move into the second half of today's On the Clock Guardian Radio AM mashup. Stay tuned. 96.9 FM.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Cecil Newry and the Guardian Radio AM mashup. We're talking to members of the Towing Association, the chairman, the president, and the vice president. And we are talking about the recent price or rate increase implemented by the Towing and Salvage Association, why the increase was necessary, and some of the key things you need to know about towing and salvage operations. Cecil, you...
Yeah, I have two more questions I want to ask. Salvage is when you remove like dead cars that just move, right? Right. And I want to know the fee for that. If I see abandoned car on my road, and I don't want to call the Department of Environmental Health, and I say, okay, let me pay someone to move it. Is that same $100 fee? And then I also want to know, how do we contact the association if I have some issues or some concerns? I want to report a driver. I want to give suggestions on how to improve your service in general.
Okay, in reference to you moving a vehicle in reference to you moving a vehicle that's parked like through your corner, like on the side of the road. Let's say you pull up home one day and you see this vehicle parked on the side of the road and it's been left there for some 2-3 days unattended. You just don't call a tow truck to have it move. You reach out to 911, like we said earlier, or your nearest police station in your area, and you could go in and make a complaint, and that you have a certain vehicle type, description, you know, color. It's been parked to your neighborhood or to your corner for like some period of time, 2-3 days, and you're concerned because the crime rate is high and you don't know what's going on. It could be stolen, it could be et cetera, X, Y, Z. You first contact, like I say, 919 or the nearest police station in your area.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get the go ahead from them and okay, they will then tell you, you could go ahead and call the tow truck,
right,
have it removed. Now, that vehicle that we were moving from your neighborhood, you was the calling party. We will leave you a business card.
So you give it to the person if they come and inquire.
That towed the vehicle. That vehicle will then be towed to a storage facility, the towing association compound, or one of the storage facilities of a tow truck driver, you know, personally. If they comes and look for the vehicle after it's been towed, when you give them the card, they can then contact the number on the card to know where the car went.
Mm-hmm.
You said something about would it be the same $100 rate. The towing fee is one thing. The towing fee for moving the car from there to a compound would be $100. Each day is storage fee, and we start from $25 a night storage. So according to how long the owner will come to pick up the car or find their vehicle, the bill runs every night on top of $100. No. So it's $100 for the towing.
No.
$25 storage. Sometimes some guys do a lower storage, like $20. Mm-hmm. All depends.
And that because you have to insure the lot.
Yes, the compound to be
provide security.
From the one, the compound have to be protected.
Yeah.
Your car have to be protected. So all that
works
security,
in
security, guard dogs, the dogs gotta be fed. Everything is a cost.
Yeah.
Dropping back in on what Chris said. And a lot of people, I want you to hear this very carefully. The storage rate starts at $25. It can go
as high. So if you're trying to store a big Studebaker like me, it may go up to the whole $50 a night.
Depending on the type of vehicle.
And the size.
Automatically. Yeah. And the size.
We can pull in a Toyota Corolla. It'd be $25 a night. We might pull in a Nissan Civilian Jitney. Bus size.
Yeah.
Take up more space.
Yeah. Two vehicles.
It's more responsibility for you to keep that because it's more.
I can pull in. You got the high risk cars, the Passos, the Marches,
the
Cubes, the Notes.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at $50 a day storage on them because the security on them is so tight.
Yeah.
Because fellas just come and just collect the bumper and collect.
They treat them like coconuts. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, when I say they treat them like coconuts. Mm-hmm.
So when it comes down to certain vehicles, the storage is.
It varies.
Yeah.
The storage varies, but it starts at 25.
Yes.
Okay.
At the discretion of the towing company.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, gentlemen. I got, let me just buzz through these texts. Good morning. Is the police involved for the record to move your vehicle? Yes. What does traffic department gain from removal of cars? Which traffic department? The police road traffic division. They keeping the road clear?
The police don't gain nothing from having cars removed.
Not money, not monetarily, not cash-wise. They don't make any money on this.
No, there's no tipping going on.
Yeah, or nothing.
They need the flow of traffic to move.
They need the flow of traffic to continue.
And in fact, that's why this service is so important. Your economy requires this service to ensure the most efficient and effective movement of goods, people, and services. That's it.
Aaron.
Yes, sir.
You know what it is, that if there was no tow truck driver, no tow trucks on this island, you know what kind of chaos it would be?
Yeah, because people don't like to move their car out the road. People refuse to move their car out the road. And sometimes they can't move, you know.
And we are an emergency.
Service provider. Service. Yeah. Another quick text, great show as usual. People say these people can't drive. Fire them. This regulation couldn't come any sooner because I called a record some years ago. That day I suspected that the record driver stole several music discs from my vehicle. But listen, if you had spanking brand new music in your vehicle, I was gonna keep it too. If you had the newest KB, it would have been a problem. P.S. at the airport on Friday, I'm sitting in my vehicle on the inside road near the airport parking lot waiting for a passenger when a record driver pulled up on the side of me telling me that I can't park there. I told him that he is not a police officer, so move on. He simply pulled up next to the other driver, parked, and told them to move, and it was only that driver and myself parked there who gave him the right to do the police job. Well, dear texter, I'm not 1,000% certain where you were, but I do know that the airport authority has created a parking lot, and so you are only able to park in a particular place.
Now, with that airport situation, the tow truck company that has the contract for the no parking at the airport.
Yeah.
They already given the authorization from they signed the contract to move all vehicles out of no parking zones.
Without.
The police officer don't have to be present in a no parking zone with a private contract, with a private no parking contract.
Right.
As long as you park in a no parking zone, the tow truck has the rights to pull up and hook up your car, attach your car, tow it away, whether you're in it or not.
He is actually being nice by accident.
Absolutely.
Whether you're in it or not, you could be towed.
Because you could be towed in a vehicle?
You park in a no parking zone. You park in a no parking
zone. No, because I saw a young lady on the highway.
And that is why he asked the driver to move, because he saw the driver in the car. But they rather be smart than appreciate the favor that he asked to have them move.
Yeah.
Me, I would just simply start my car and move because the tow truck.
Okay, hold on. So we're all out of time. I saw a young lady on the highway in the back of a vehicle, and I think when she realized people could see her, she just dropped her seat back. She was being towed in the vehicle, you know? But before we go, the danger of towing your car with rope. Let's talk about it, please, just to end the show. Because dear Bahamians, I know you're trying. I know you're trying to be responsible and move your car. But this is just too dangerous, gentlemen.
It's very dangerous. You hazard lights alone, don't do it, because there's a certain amount of distance between you and the other car.
Mm-hmm.
And someone coming to overtake, they don't even realize you're towing.
Mm-hmm.
They just overtake, and first available space, they cut in.
Yeah.
And they cut in on the towing rope, not realizing that your vehicle that's being pulled has absolutely no power whatsoever.
Yeah.
Then you get probability of definitely a mash, and depending on how fast they're going, someone could get a flip.
Mm-hmm.
Someone could even be injured.
Mm-hmm. You hit a pothole at the wrong speed. The car with the power can't control the car behind it, and you end up flipping both cars. It's just impractical. It's dangerous. So what are the options? What options are available for someone that must have a vehicle towed, but they don't have the cash on them, or they don't have the cash at all?
There's always a point of negotiation.
All right. And if I say, you tow my car, the car in reasonable condition, you know, but that's my ex-boyfriend car, and I'm tired of looking at that, could I relinquish the car to you to cover the cost that I incurred with towing and storage?
There is that option. There is that option to actually say, listen, such as some people would have been in accidents, and they would say, listen, I don't want this car no more.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep that for the, because the car would have been there. They probably would have gone to the hospital, and they would have been there for maybe a week or some time. And they say, listen, the storage ran up, the towing is up. Listen, I want the car. Just keep it, whatever's the case. That is a case.
Yeah.
Where that would happen.
All right. Caller, you get 30 seconds. That's already five of them. All right, I'd be lost that caller, not a problem. Gentlemen, this has been a great conversation. Tell us how to get in contact with the association, and where do I go to look for a list of tow truck drivers?
Well, we have, there is a, on the flyer, there is a, to the bottom of the flyer, there is a number. We have a number that is just for
the towing association.
All right.
But I want to tell a lot of people, please, slow down.
Yeah.
If you know you could be somewhere and you rushing to go there and it ends up with a problem, slow down.
Yeah.
Because you know what could happen? You're going to damage someone, damage yourself, damage your car, damage property, everything else. Please, just slow down and try to take your time.
The number is 817-0523.
Mm-hmm. 817-0523 is the way, is the contact information for the Towing and Salvage Association of the Bahamas.
WhatsApp or call.
WhatsApp or call. Gentlemen, thank you so much. This is good. Yeah, go on.
Okay, we just want to make one more point.
Mm-hmm.
In reference to the emergency lights and these floodlight bars, we have several vehicles that are driving around big day, high day, with the white LED
mm-hmm.
flood bars. Like, you have some trucks, you have some cars using them, you have plenty of vehicles using the emergency strobing lights.
Right.
We feel like only emergency vehicles should have those lights.
Yes.
Those floodlights, when people drive around in the day, especially at night when they have those floodlights on,
causes accidents.
It's really a hazard to the oncoming driver.
Yeah.
And we ask a lot of police enforce those areas that
absolutely
all these strobing lights on these private vehicles and these floodlights, and especially please the pulling of ropes, which is also dangerous.
Absolutely.
We are asking for some attention, the law to be enforced on those areas.
Listen, absolutely. I want to thank you. We have to zoom to the news break. This has been a wonderful conversation. I'm going to have you guys back on. Traffic is my thing. Better driving is my thing. And we still have to talk about the CDL process.
Yes.
And how do we reform it to ensure that all stakeholders can access it and make the roads as safe as possible. I like road, just road, all road, Andrus Road, Elufra Road, Long Island Road, all road, I like it. Anyway, gentlemen, thank you very, very much and have a great day.
Thank you also. Well, have a great
thank
day.
Thank you,
also.
Aaron.
Absolutely.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Zito.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.